Hi, welcome in to Let's Get Local for another Saturday edition. Talking to you about local businesses and organizations. Stevie setting the table for us today. We welcome you in on 92.7 FM, also 1580 AM. Maybe you're streaming us on the Civic Media app. We hope you're getting the app. You can download that at your app store anytime and catch all the programs. Let's Get Local, all the weekday programs. Get your news, get your weather, get everything you need right here from us at Civic Media. Our program today, as we continue on, get a chance to catch up with some friends and some businesses and organizations that are doing some really good things in our community. And we start off today with Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear, because Brittany has been a person here that's gotten involved in backing this show, and we appreciate that. And we're glad to tell you more about Ula Eyewear here throughout 2023. Brittany, how are you today?
I am well. How are you?
Hey, doing well. A little bit of a scramble to get everything set up this morning, but we got it. How are things at Ula Eyewear? Tell our listeners about the shop and what they can expect here in the month of December, because I know you have some really great initiatives going on right now.
Yes, things are going well. We're in Hilldale Shopping Center, so it's nice and festive over there. They always have really nice decorations and fun activities for the family. So it's fun being there. We have right now a program, which is our annual event called Donate and Save. And if you bring in a gently used pair of glasses or a bag of non-perishable food items, then we will give you $50 towards a frame or sunglasses, or $100 off a complete pair of frame and sunglasses, or I'm sorry, frame and lenses. So up to $100 off, which is great this time of year and a gift for someone you love or yourself.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So Ula Eyewear has been around for a while, right? We know that the company's been around about 25 years or more, or going on 25 years, right? So you have this established presence. There's a very unique opportunity with Ula Eyewear to kind of bring these unique frames, a style, that's some of the things you guys pride yourselves on. But you also created these initiatives, like you're saying right now, Donate and Save. You have this Reframed initiative. So many ways you're giving back to, and I love the fact that you're taking your local business that has its own niche and everything, but also finding ways to be more community connected and contribute to the community. So talk a little bit about why that was so important to you and the team at Ula to take those steps.
Yeah, I think, I was raised that way. I watched my mom every holiday, we draw a name from Associated Bank bucket for a kid to buy a present for them, someone that needed a gift. And she donated her time at Briar Patch. We've worked with Rainbow Project. So we've worked with all different types of organizations throughout the years. And I think it's a part of who we are, and we all like helping people. It feels great to give back to others. It's actually one of the best feelings overall. And that's part of also helping people find great eyewear, making them see them smile and feel confident in their new glasses and seeing well and feeling great. So all those good feelings. But we like to support Dane County Humane Society and their events. We do adjustments for free at the store, even if you don't get your glasses from us. And people are always surprised by that. We just ask them if they'd like to donate some money to our little donation box, and we were able to raise $152 for the Dane County Humane Society, which was great. And actually, one of my team members said that's one of her favorite things to do, is adjust glasses for people for free, because it makes them so happy. So I think we're all that kind of group. I've hired that type of team because that's important to me. It's not about selling. It's about educating and solving people's problems and helping them out. So we also have the Reframe program that we came up with a couple years ago. Sustainability is important to me, and we figured out a way that we could refurbish higher end frames or high quality frames that people could have at a lower cost. And so with that, we have We have probably about, 60 or so of those frames in our store, which is great that people can buy. We have a package deal with those. So a single vision lens with a refurbished Ula eyewear frame is about $250. And that's probably, a quarter of the cost of what some frame and lens packages can be. And then we give, for every one of those purchases, we give a child in the Dane County area an eye exam. So that's through Combat Blindness International.
Yeah, I'm just, if you look into websites like I do quite often, where you go to the About tab and you kind of dig a little deeper or what the story is, those are the things to me that I think set so many of our local businesses apart, because hearing what drives you, what your mission is, what your passion is, how the business got started, but then also how you've kind of created and kept this sustainable business going in our community. And so much of the time, it's this connection to some important issue, some important impact you want to make in the community through your business. And I mean, I just love that. The fact that you guys help with eye exams for people who need it, the fact that you give back to the Dane County Humane Society, like those are really, really important initiatives in our community. You care about them. Yeah, you put your money and your time and your effort where your mouth is on those. And I really appreciate that about Ula Eyewear. We're talking with Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear. The website is ulaeyewear.com. They're in Hilldale Shopping Center, a beautiful place to be, especially this time of year. Brittany, tell people a little bit about some of the things that might be on their minds right now, right? Because a lot of us have those health savings account or flex dollars, and we're getting alerted by our HR department, hey, you got to use those things. You got to spend some of that stuff. They can do that with you, right?
Absolutely. We're more than happy to help. Anywhere from computer glasses to reading glasses, sunglasses, anything, just come on in. We're more than happy to help you. Yes, by the end of the year, it's always a big push. And come in, we'll have a lot of fun doing that.
And someone who's had some, speaking as someone who's had some not so flattering frames in the past over my lifetime, what are some of the biggest keys, Brittany, that you and the team do to help people find the right pair of frames for them?
It's really about getting to know that person. So we're figuring out, it's not only just how you look, but how you use your eyewear, what you're using them for, what you're comfortable with, what your style is. So it's getting to know the person, creating a relationship. And then from there too, it is looking at the physical attributes. So if you have more round frame, we might go for something more angular to help balance that. If you have really dark hair, we might lighten it up with a lighter, maybe a plastic frame that's not as heavy in look. And there's just so many ways that we could make that happen. And we love giving honest feedback, obviously in a kind way. That's why we like to create relationships. We can be honest and tell you what we're thinking and why we're thinking that. So we forge great relationships with our customers when we're doing that too.
I'm going back about 15 years. I really could have used your help at that point. There was a really bad purchase in there somewhere along the way.
Oh no.
But we all have those. I did have LASIK, but Brittany, you know what's happening to me now? I'm getting to that stage where things aren't always focusing up. And I think I'm going to need some readers here before too long. So you can help me with that,
too. Your arms aren't long enough anymore?
No, they're not. I'm not Inspector Gadget. It doesn't work that way. But, I'm thinking I might need your help with readers. You can help with those, too, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Whatever you need, we can make glasses for you. Just describe it to us. And if we have to call our lens lab and say, okay, here is a technical problem, we can figure it out.
Talking with Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear, the website, ulaeyewear.com. Again, they're at Hilldale Shopping Center. Brittany, what are the hours of operation? You guys are open 6 days a week. When can people show up and stop in?
Yeah, we're actually open 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. And Monday through Saturday is 10 to 7. And then Sunday is 11 to 6. And again, it's a great time to come over to Hilldale. There are a lot of activities, a lot of fun going on. Stop in the store, even if you're not serious about looking, we're happy to play around, have fun, try on some frames, get a cup of coffee from us. We have some chocolates. Just hang out. We love that.
All kinds of reasons to head over to Ula Eyewear. located right in Hilldale Shopping Center, and such a fun team over there. Brittany, so if people come in, what can they expect from you and the team if they, let's say they really don't have any direction on where to go for glasses, mm-hmm. what can they expect?
And that's just great. We'll take you from wherever you're at. We'll help guide you. So again, it's just asking those questions, describing the store, how it's laid out, where you can find certain types of frames. We'll either let you browse yourself and just do your own thing, or you can get our help. It's really whatever you're comfortable with. We don't want to be pushy. We just really want to give you guidance when you need it.
Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear. Brittany, before we let you go, tell us one more time about currently the donate and save opportunity for people through the end of the year.
Yes, through December 31st, to bring in a gently used pair of eyewear or a bag of non-perishable food items and get $50 off a frame or a frame or sunglass, or $100 off frame plus lenses. So,
Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear, our good friend. And changing the world one frame at a time, one pair at a time. I don't know. You guys are doing some great stuff over there, though. UlaEyewear.com.
Well, thank you. We enjoy it. I'm very proud of my team and very proud of what we do and what we're able to accomplish.
More to come with Brittany and the team and Let's Get Local as we get into 2023. But I'm glad to hear your commercials, mm-hmm. Brittany. You started airing those here recently, and hopefully you've caught some.
We're
looking forward to working with you on those more as we continue on.
Very excited to be partnered with you as well. You did a great job voicing those. Thank you.
We will be back on the other side of the break. Check them out at ulaeyewear.com. Ula Eyewear, ULLA Eyewear.com. Great time to move your body out to local businesses like Ula Eyewear at Hilldale Shopping Center. Check them out. It's nice to walk around a place like Hilldale right now, or so many other great places in the area. You've got downtowns and smaller communities, Sun Prairie, Verona, Oregon, so many wonderful downtowns here around our region in Dane County, or even wherever you are. Wherever you are, as we talk about local here, it's local everywhere. If you think locally everywhere, where doesn't matter where you are, in Wisconsin or around the country or around the world, it helps your local economy as we continue to talk about that stuff. But also, great opportunity to get into some of these areas in Madison, State Street, Monroe Street, Hilldale, some of these other smaller kind of tucked in places as well. We've got some really great things here just down the road on University Avenue. Stopped in at Van Foss yesterday, and also Ancora Cafe, and just so many wonderful small businesses right here that you can check out. You just got to look for them or just open your eyes to it, and a great time of year to do that. There are some events taking place I got to tell you about now. So again, we'll start with Dane Buy Local and some of the activities that DBL has right now at danebuylocal.com, danebuylocal.com. Currently, again, Soups On has been taking place. Right? You can order soup, support local restaurants, weekly orders for soup. It's frozen. You pick it up. You take that soup home. That's meals for you right there. You support local restaurants in the process because these soups are all made by local restaurants. You're helping them out. And you get some unique soups. We've talked about this before, but some of the one-of-a-kind, creative soups that you won't find anywhere else. These aren't just kind of your garden variety soups. These are exciting soups most of the time. Or you can get some of the more basic ones if that's what you want. But I will encourage you to be a little, you know, explorative here. Just try new things, because we have done that as a family. And even though the kids sometimes say, oh, this one's too spicy, it's really not too spicy. You just got to give it a shot. But those soups have been great, fantastic creations by so many local restaurants. And if I start naming the restaurants, then I get myself in trouble because I can't name them all. So you just have to check it out. Soups On, Soups On. Order. You support local restaurants. It's great food for you. It's locally created. You're supporting local restaurants and so many of their local providers and suppliers that they get all their food items and resources from to create those wonderful soups and local jobs. Okay, see how that all fits together? That's what we tell you. Okay, also from Dame by Local, they have the current passport program is going on through December 18th. And we've talked about the passport program before on previous shows, but just to recap, you go out to all of these local businesses that are in the passport. You can find the passport at danebylocal.com. You can also pick it up at all of these area retailers that are listed in the passport. There's more than 150 local retailers there and restaurants in the passport. If you spend $10 or more at any of those businesses, and then you turn in a copy of your receipt, you email a copy of your receipt to Dane by Local, to Lenica at Dane by Local. The email address is right there. If you go to danebylocal.com, you're then entered into drawings for prizes, for gift cards from more local businesses. Free money, free gifts for you. Just by spending a little bit, turning that in, you can win these prizes and gift cards that then you can use, continue to use to support, but also maybe get some of your holiday gifts that way. All kinds of fun stuff you can do through the passport program. So you just go to danebylocal.com, look up your passport to local. There's a QR code as well. So, I mean, it's all there. Paper format, electronic format, full passport, QR code, however you want it, you can get it at danebylocal.com, but the passport program. They also have, Dane by Local has their current online auction going on, the holiday online auction, which is a fundraiser for Dane by Local, but again, also a way to support local businesses and a way for you, because it's an auction, to get stuff for less than it's valued at. So you pay less, you get something that's more than what you paid for it. And again, you're kind of winning in the economic game by participating in the Dane by Local online auction. So Soups On, Passport, Dane by Local auction, online auction. And that's where you don't have to go anywhere. You just go online, right? So regardless if you want to get out into the community, that's Passport. If you want to do some online shopping, that's right there at danebylocal.com. All of it at danebylocal.com. So just head there. A couple of other really interesting activities coming up that I want to tell you about. Our friends at Delta Beer Lab have supported an organization called Dairyland Sports, which next week, December 10th and 11th, at Oregon High School in Oregon, Dairyland Sports is bringing you a Mad City Invitational wheelchair basketball tournament. So, Dairyland Sports is one that Delta Beer Lab has supported as a nonprofit partner in January of 2021. And look what's happened. Delta Beer Lab gave them a little bit of seed money, and now this group has created a wheelchair invitational basketball tournament next weekend in Oregon. Check it out. Dairyland Sports Mad City Invitational, December 10th and 11th. Also, our friends at Salvatore's Tomato Pies have a great opportunity coming up for you on December 18th. It is a one-of-a-kind Italian-American holiday brunch. So head to Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com, and you can purchase your tickets right now. Ticket prices for adults, a children's menu as well is available, all kinds of wonderful items, and a special opportunity for you to connect with Sal's and have a one-of-a-kind meal experience in Sun Prairie. It's at the Sun Prairie location, December 18th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Italian-American holiday brunch with Sal's Tomato Pies. And lastly, we want to tell you about a vegan opportunity. So a pop-up Madison Vegan Fest pop-up happening coming soon too on December 17th. So these are things to look into in your community, activities taking place. Get out there, go local, buy local, be local. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Manuel Raminger of Ethical Trade Co. You say that solo. Welcome back to Let's Get Local here on Double Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, you could be catching us on the Civic Media app, or, of course, maybe catching the Facebook stream like my mom does. You can still find us. Oh, that's right. Tune in. I mean, we're everywhere. We're everywhere. You can catch the show. You can catch the programming here from WTTN. Really glad for the opportunities to be here to share stories during this hour every Saturday of local businesses and organizations. But we have to thank our sponsors for that. If we didn't have the sponsors, we couldn't be here to do this. So, number one, we got to thank Evolution Financial. Supac Evolution Financial. You can check her out and her services. She's a wonderful person to work with. She will be back on the program here in a couple weeks. EvolutionFinPlan.com. I've told you time and time again, Easy Office Products, EZOP.com, Gary and Rose Moles, two of the finest people in our community, do business the right way, and they want to make office supply shopping easy for everyone. Whatever you need, they have it. It's easy. EZOP.com. And then new sponsor, Ula Eyewear. We talked to Brittany at the top of the show. We're going to be doing some more fun things, including there's rumors of maybe a live Let's Get Local from Ula Eyewear. We're working on that idea here in 2023. And we'll hear more from Brittany as well as we move throughout the year and turn the page on the calendar. But before we get to that, we know how important this time of the year is, December, for so many local businesses and organizations. And our next guest and organization is no exception to that. They have been doing some wonderful things, lots of transformation at Ethical Trade Co. Manuel Raminger is with us now. I know he's a World Cup guy, right? Are you a World Cup guy too, Manuel?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay. That's right.
I mean, because Germany's out.
I didn't know if you were pulling for anybody left in the field or not. But
well, you know, I mean, you can't really say it, but, you know, who Poland, who...
Manuel's with us here to talk about Ethical Trade Co., not the World Cup, but either way, you know, we know what's going on. Manuel, you've been on the program before. You were on with the Max Inc. guys here recently too, but tell our audience here at Let's Get Local about Ethical Trade Co., what you're all about.
Absolutely. So I'm actually here at the Monona Terrace right now at the Fair Trade Holiday Fair. I just stepped out for a second or a half hour to do the interview with you, Jason. So thanks so much for having us on. That also means that I actually have not looked at football results at all. So how did the USA-Holland game actually end, or is it still going?
I've got to check that. I'll check that here. Let me find out.
All right. Because I know your wife is from Holland, right?
She is.
Or the
yes.
Netherlands.
She is, yes.
So what about your World Cup allegiance? Are you rooting for the USA or for Holland?
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on this one. I mean, I've got family on both sides, right? And I like the Netherlands just fine. It's a wonderful country. So I guess I'm happy either way. Whatever the end result is, I'll be in a good mood. So doesn't bother me.
There you go.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, I think the game might already be over, but I have no idea. So, but let's talk about what I'm here for while you look into that. So yeah, I work with an ethical trading company. We are a volunteer-run nonprofit or a donor-funded nonprofit. And we empower women around the world to make a livable wage, predominantly women in areas where they have experienced exploitation, trafficking. Many of them have been trafficked since they were children, so they're uneducated when they get rescued. And a lot of our partners will educate them, will teach them a trade and to make wonderful, beautiful items that a lot of people see as great holiday gifts. So that's why we're here at the Fair Trade Holiday Fair today. That's why we extended our store hours over at our area in our store on the east side, because it's just beautiful items. So that's what we're trying to do, empower women around the world to make a livable wage. And there's like somebody doing a sound check here behind me. If the sound quality is not very good, I can also call in. Do you hear peripheral noise? Or
it cuts it down a little bit. I think we're fine, Manuel. You're doing great. I appreciate what Ethical Trade Co. is and what it's about. Now, tell us a little bit before we kind of cover kind of the current issues and how people can find you and the importance of especially this time of year for you, for the organization. You and James, right, decided to start this. How did you guys get this off the ground? What was the backstory? Tell our audience a little bit about the reasons for Ethical Trade Co. coming to light.
Yeah, absolutely. So my first encounter with human trafficking was actually in 2001. I was traveling to a nation in Asia, and people were telling us, look, over there, they're making tires. I said, okay, cool. And they're like, yeah, but the people that live there and work there, they cannot leave. I was like, what do you mean they cannot leave? They're like, well, they're not allowed to leave, and they make about $1 a day for the work that they're doing. I was like, wow, so they're essentially slaves. And they're like, yeah, they are. And I was shocked. I did not know as a 21-year-old that had grown up in Europe that that was still a thing. That was the first time I saw it. James did extensive travel, and he actually came across people in Nepal, in India, in Cambodia that were doing wonderful work. But one of the needs they had, so rescuing, rehabilitating, training people, making beautiful items. But one of the needs they had were people that would actually sell them so that the concept could work, that their artisans could make a livable wage. And so we put our heads together and we were trying to figure out what can we do to really help? What can we do to really meet the need that a lot of the people that we met have? And so the idea of Ethical Trade Co. was born at that time in 2015, that we could import items at a price that the artisans set themselves so they can have a livable wage, and then sell them here in the US. And, you know, whatever money, whatever profit we make, we could then use to reinvest in items to create a cycle of trade that would be sustainable for these artisans.
We're talking with Manuel Reminger with Ethical Trade Co., co-founder. The website is ethicaltradeco.com, ethicaltradeco.com. Incredible when you see things around your, wherever you are, experiences in life, right? That prompt you to take action. And that's what you and James decided to do, which I think is wonderful. It's a really interesting organization that you've created because it's local. We're focusing it here on the Let's Get Local program, but it's worldly local, right? And you're trying to bring that local presence here, but you're also trying to connect these people in these impoverished areas to an area where people have more dollars to spend and they can sell their items and you can help benefit them, but also bring unique quality, one-of-a-kind items to customers right here in the Madison area too. So it's a really interesting combination of bringing all that together. I love how the vision has come together for you and James. Manuel, tell people a little bit about the store. You talked about that before. I know where you are today. We'll get more into that and tell people what they can do in just a second. But the store itself, you guys have gone through some relocations and some redecorating and some other things too. Tell people where they can find you on a regular basis.
That's right. Yeah, we have been over on the east side since the beginning of this year, across from Schenck Elementary School in the East Moreland neighborhood. We are at a place called Common Grace. It's a progressive church that has opened their doors for us and created a space for us to have our store there. We just did some extensive renovation. It looks really beautiful. And we have many new suppliers that we just sourced for the first time for the holiday season. And so it's located at 3565 Tulane Avenue. 3565 Tulane Avenue. It's about 2-3 blocks from Warwick Gardens, across from Schenck Elementary School. And currently we're open Wednesdays and Thursdays in the afternoons from 3 to 6 p.m. And then Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So even though we're here at the Fairtrade Holiday Store, we have a volunteer over at the store right now as well. So if you're close to the east side, you want to stop in today, we're there till 6 p.m. And otherwise, yeah, leading up to the holidays, we'll be there Wednesdays through Saturdays. And this is way too many details, but the week before Christmas, we'll be there Monday through Friday.
All right. That final holiday push when a lot of people, those procrastinators are getting that holiday shopping.
Exactly.
They need those opportunities, those extra opportunities, Manuel. So you make it available for them. Appreciate that. Tell people about today's event and where you are today. And then are there any other additional opportunities that you guys will be visible here throughout the rest of the holiday season? Or should people just look at the store location after today?
The store is probably the best. Right now we are at the Fairtrade Holiday Fair at the Monona Terrace. Beautiful setup. We just had the Raging Grannies sing for about half an hour right in front of where we are. I love those ladies. And it's a beautiful setup. And there's many Fairtrade vendors here. We have coffee samples from True Coffee. We have chocolate samples that we're giving away, dried fruit samples. And it's been a great morning so far. If you want to do fair trade shopping, this is a great place to do it from us and many other wonderful vendors at the Monona Terrace. We're going to be here till 3 p.m. today.
Is it a free event or is it a ticketed event?
Sorry, say again.
Is that a free event to come in to?
I think so. Yeah, I walked in and out and nobody asked me to pay anything. So I believe it's a free event.
Okay, great. Well, good. And you just say, they let Manuel in for free, so I should be able to come in for free too. Okay, continue on, Manuel.
Exactly. And if they're trying to charge you, you know, just come to the Ethical Trade Co. stand and tell me and I'll give you free chocolate.
That's fantastic. So until 3 p.m. today, you can visit Manuel. You can check out Ethical Trade Co. and all these other wonderful vendors at Monona Terrace until 3 p.m. today. Otherwise, on Tulane Avenue, you got Ethical Trade Co. The store is still open today. So you have both opportunities like you mentioned. Manuel, you just mentioned one of my favorites, True Coffee. Now, tell us a little bit about the partnership between Ethical Trade Co. and True Coffee. You have your own blend, right? You have your own coffee that they created for you. Isn't that true?
That's correct, yeah. So True Coffee is wonderful. Steve, Yezel, and Scott, the master roaster there, have become friends over the years. I actually approached Scott, I think, about 2 years ago now, for Coffee Fest. I made the connection for Coffee Fest, for Dane by Local. And I had a couple beans that we had gotten from friends that I wanted to roast up and see if we could sell them. And he said, yeah, I can roast them up for you. And as we were cupping the coffee, we're like, it's not quite right. And I asked him, would you guys consider making a blend specifically for us, knowing who we are, what we're about? And he said, let me think about it. And he came up with this beautiful blend that in the end we called the Justice Blend. I feel it's a little cheesy, but I also feel it actually describes really well what it is. The coffee we get from True is imported by Phyllis Johnson, who's a Black American importer. She focuses on Black-owned farms and women-owned farms. And a lot of times we've learned that Black owners in Brazil are overlooked because it just does not fit into the concept of the culture or even white supremacy that a Black person could own a farm. Mm-hmm. So these guys go to farmers conventions and people say, well, where's the owner? And they're like, I'm the owner. And people say, and you can't be the owner, you know. So those are some things that these people farmers experience. And Phyllis Johnson really tries to empower them, imports these beans, and then True and Scott at True went ahead and he blended together a blend of Brazilian, Colombian, and Burundian coffee to make our Justice Blend that you can only get at Ethical Trade Co. I think, and I'm biased, but I think it's one of the best coffees I've ever had. I drink it every morning. I have friends that are coffee snobs that drink it and say it's one of the best coffees they've had. So I highly encourage you to try it. If you come to the Monona Terrace, we have it on sample. If you want to buy it online, you can buy it in our online store or in our in-person store. And we roast it fresh every week.
Wow. I've had it, and I can tell you too, I'm right there with you on the reviews. It's fantastic, Manuel. It's great. So the Justice Blend exclusively with Ethical Trade Co. though. You can't get it anywhere else?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's number one reason.
That speaks to the generosity of True as well. So we're very grateful for that.
There's the number one reason to head to Ethical Trade Co. again for me and for many people, any coffee drinkers out there, go check it out. See what the buzz is all about. There's also many other reasons that we'll talk about here in the next segment on the other side of the break. We were talking with Manuel Reminger over at Ethical Trade Co. Manuel, before we head to break here, I do have news. The Netherlands 3, USA 1. Looks like the Dutch took care of the Americans today.
Ooh, man, that's rough for all our listeners.
Well, not my wife. And like I said, I'm happy.
Congratulations, Lineke.
I'm happy either way because I got Dutch ties and U.S. ties. So anyway, hey, good effort, USA. Go orange for the rest of the tournament. And we'll be back with Manuel right on the other side of the break. Talking with us here on Let's Get Local. Be back in just a minute. Here on Let's Get Local. listening to us on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Glad to have you with us as we wrap up today's program. Always a good time for Stevie. Always a good time to talk with Manuel Raminger over at Ethical Trade Co. as well. He's at Monona Terrace today until 3 p.m. You can head over for a wonderful fair trade event, as Manuel's just telling us about. So what do you guys have? Because I want to talk a little bit more about your products and what Ethical Trade Co. has to offer. People can see some of the things online. I'm sure you have even more than what is visible online. So tell us a little bit, Manuel, about what you have on site today, and then some of the things that are also at your store.
Absolutely, yeah. So the first thing that comes to mind is actually fair trade flannel. So we have some flannel shirts that are fair trade, that are beautifully soft, actually sold a lot already today. And in the store, we also have some merino wool sweaters and jackets. Here we have merino wool hats and merino wool scarves that are really soft and, you know, wonderful for a day like this. It's sunny and cold and windy outside. Of course, we do have our Pecari chocolate. It's chocolate from Ecuador. They've won international gold medals and silver medals for their chocolates. Really excellent chocolate. In our store, we have a divine chocolate made in Germany, like the white chocolate and milk chocolate. So those are really nice. Here we have metal art, metal ornaments. We have Christmas stockings by Join, a freedom business. What else do we have down there? What have I been selling? We have coffees.
We have coffee.
Did I say coffees, dried fruit, jewelry, fair trade jewelry. So a lot of beautiful things that are wonderful Christmas gifts or holiday gifts.
And I've experienced this too, going into Ethical Trade Co. is if you, there's so many interesting things to look at and the variety of items that you can go in there and you're not hungry. But before you leave, you are, and then you buy chocolate and some of the food items too, because they have it right there. You have the all of these things all in one place, and then, you know, if people hang around long enough looking at everything, then they want to get the chocolate and the coffee too.
That's right. And if I may, I mean, as I was talking a little bit in the beginning about my process with learning about slavery in the supply chain, and the deeper you go, the more horrifying it gets, to the point that it's almost unbelievable, right? We're talking about the World Cup and the exploitation that happened there. And you watch it and you go like, that just can't be true because it's so outrageous.
Yeah,
I felt the same way when I learned about chocolate and cocoa beans harvested by child slaves in various plantations in Africa. And so even having major chocolate makers say, well, if you don't want to have slavery or child labor in your chocolate, you just have to be willing to pay more and just say, like, it is just the way it is. So the chocolate that we sell is fair trade, is empowering people. And I always like to say, you do not have the blood of innocent children on your teeth when you eat this chocolate, which sounds horrible and sounds crass, but it really does describe what is going on in that industry. And I love that we're able to provide an alternative for people while empowering artisans around the world with our product.
I appreciate that so much about what you guys offer as well. It's again, when people just have a product there and we're living in our little bubble, we don't think about all those things that go into that product. But you do, and you're giving people the opportunity to have, you know, to experience products that don't have all of that attached to it. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. Yeah, and I was just mentioning to you, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but we just also went through some rebranding. So
yeah, let's talk about
we
that.
Run this, yeah, as we run this nonprofit, we are constantly challenged by our own assumptions, right? And I think we all have been through reckoning over the last few years about dismantling white supremacy and decolonizing our thinking and maybe getting away from a what people call white saviorism. I don't know if James has so much been in that process. We talk about it because I think he may have been ahead of me, but I've been going through that process. And so trying to even get away from like language that re-victimizes people is really important for us. And as we're doing this rebranding, so this summer we had a moment where our sign went viral. We tried to get away from ending human trafficking through job creation, because since we started in quote-unquote ending human trafficking for job creation, there's been 10 more million people enslaved in the world. So obviously that, even though we're making a difference, it's not really working. Then we try to do fighting human trafficking through job creation, but that is the language of nonprofits and white saviorism. So we try to get away from that.
Sure.
So we were discussing and debating and came to making a difference through job creation. And we still try to put our areas on the sign, which was exploitation, human trafficking, and extreme poverty. People saw that sign and thought that we were advertising that we're doing those things. So it went viral on Reddit, and people were like going after us, and we're like, yeah, we need to really think about our communication. We hired a local marketing expert, and we ended on Goods for a Better World, trying to put the emphasis on our artisans, trying to put the emphasis on the people that are making these items rather than us being the heroes, our customers being the heroes as they spend the money that they could easily spend somewhere else to empower people. And as a business model, James and I are 100% donor funded. So people donate to us to do this work so that all the money that gets spent at Ethical TradeCo gets invested right away into our artisans again. So we're not doing a business model in a traditional way where, you know, we take a salary from selling these items, but we actually have donors that take care of that so that maximum empowerment can happen.
Yeah, it's a really unique model and something that, again, I talk about this all the time. When there are issues in the world, we can sit back and we can complain about them, or we can say, oh, that's too bad, or we can do something. And you and James are doing something. And I, you know, I what whatever you call it, and Goods for a Better World, I get that. However you've come to that place, the mission, the passion behind it, the intent is really the important piece. And so I think, like you said, people can spend their money anywhere, but wouldn't you feel just a little bit better about spending that money at a place like Ethical Trade Co? I would personally. And so I'm encouraging people to check you guys out, ethicaltradeco.com.
Thank you.
So we have to wrap up, Manuel. You've been great as always. I love what you guys are doing. Again, tell people where you are today and where they can find you quick before we head out on a regular basis.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. So today we're at the Fairtrade Holiday Fair at the Monona Terrace. We'll be here till 3 p.m. And on a regular basis, we have a store at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary School, where there are Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And all that info is on our website as well as our online store with free local pickup. And that's www.ethicaltradeco.com.
Manuel Raminger, our teams are not in the World Cup anymore, but we got some good stuff to do here before the end of the year. Check them out at ethicaltradeco.com. Manuel, thanks for what you do. Say hi to James and appreciate you.
Will do. Thank you so much, Lace. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
We appreciate all our guests here on Let's Get Local and our sponsors, Evolution Financial, Easy Office Products, and Nuala Eyewear. We'll be back next week. Outside the Pizza Box is up next.